The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oftentimes in our struggle to know, to love, and to serve God, we can find ourselves exhausted. We've tried everything to overcome this or that sin. We've done everything to advance in the spiritual life. We've done everything in our ministry or in our apostolate to follow the mandates of Jesus Christ. But time and time again, we are met with apparent failure, just like Peter was during the fishing expedition that night. And we come to our wits' ends and are ready to throw in the towel, call it quits. It's like, "Lord, I've been trying all night. I'm tired. I'm done. I can't go any further." But here Christ is in the gospel telling Peter, "Do it again." Can you imagine being out all night, working a night shift all night just for the boss to come and say, "Do it again"? Probably like, you're exhausted, you're tired, you're ready to go to bed, and your boss, who probably wasn't out with you all night, comes in and it's like, "Just one more, just drop the nets." He asks us, and he asks Peter to begin again, because this time he's doing the work. It's hard to continue, especially at the end of a long day, when the master tells us to do it again. It's hard. Because of that exhaustion, because we put all our tiresome effort into everything we doing to try and come to know him and love him and serve him, and we just get exhausted. And it seems like it's not going to get better. We've done everything we can. We're the master fishermen. We're the ones that have been out on the waters for years. And here this guy is who's has no experience with fishing tells us to drop our nets again. But Peter, being who he was, who he is, says, "Okay, Lord, let's do it. For you, because I trust you." And it's by trusting the Lord and beginning again that we can make great progress in our spiritual lives, in our ministries, our apostolates. It's only by beginning again. The difference between the saints in heaven and those who aren't is that the saints in heaven never gave up. It didn't matter how many times they fell, how many times they sinned, how many times they literally turned their backs on Christ. They always got back up and tried again. No matter if it's exhaustion, no matter if it's just failure, no matter what it is, Christ is calling us today to begin again. Because that's how we get to know him, to love him, and to serve him. That's how our nets go from empty all night to being at the point of breaking, where how two ships end up to be at the point of sinking because there's so much abundance that is in them, abundance of fish. It's because they begin again so we must too.